You're listening to SBS News.
The United States is the largest donor to the World Health Organization, providing more than $400 million US dollars in 2019, roughly 15% of its budget. But President Donald Trump says he's freezing that funding.
We have an investigation underway. We're paying almost $500 million. We have an investigation underway on the World Health Organization. We will find out exactly what went on. And we may be satisfied that it could be remedied, and we may be satisfied that it's so bad that it can't be remedied. And if it can't, we're going to go a different route.
The decision has been met with dismay by other world leaders. Australia's Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it respects the US decision as a sovereign nation, but it would not follow the US lead.
Firstly, we see the World Health Organization contributing to better health outcomes in our region. Some of the work that they do in developing countries is important. And we play our role in supporting global organisations through the UN. But that's not to say we don't disagree with them from time to time. So we'll make those views known about areas where we think the World Health Organisation can do a better job. But we'll obviously continue to support global bodies.
One of President Trump's criticisms of the WHO is that it is too China-centric and supportive of China's handling of the virus. But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian urged the United States to fulfill its obligations to the WHO for the good of the whole planet.
Currently, the world is in a dire situation and at a key stage. The decision of the United States will undercut the ability of the World Health Organization and damage the global cooperation of fighting the epidemic. Every country in the world will be impacted, including the US. Especially weak countries. We urge the US to fulfill its obligations and support the organization to lead in the international cooperation in fighting against the epidemic. China will always support the World Health Organization to deal with the public health crisis and play an important role in it.
WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says he regrets the US move.
The United States of America has been a long-standing and generous friend to WHO, and we hope it will continue to be so. We regret the decision of the President of the United States to order a halt in funding to the World Health Organization. With support from the people and government of the United States, WHO works to improve the health of many of the world's poorest and most vulnerable people.
And the WHO's director of the Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Mike Ryan, denies President Trump's accusation that it was too late in alerting countries to the impending danger of COVID-19.
In the first weeks of January, WHO was very, very clear. We alerted the world on January the 5th. Systems around the world, including the US, began to activate their incident management systems on January the 6th. And through the next number of weeks, we've produced multiple updates to countries, including briefing multiple governments, multiple scientists around the world on the developing situation. And that is what it was, a developing situation. The virus was identified on January the 7th. The sequences were shared, I think, on the 4th, the 12th, with the world.
Critics of President Trump say that he's attempting to blame the WHO for the slow response of US authorities in responding to the crisis. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued its first alert on January the 8th, but President Trump did not make any reference to the virus until January the 22nd, when he said it was totally under control. On the 30th of January, President Trump dismissed a warning from Health Secretary Alex Azar as alarmist, and the next day he announced a ban on travelers coming to the US from China. On February the 19th, the president predicted the virus would disappear by April, and 5 days later repeated his claim that the virus was very much under control in the USA. On February the 27th, Mr. Trump said the virus would disappear like a miracle. The following day, the US confirmed its first death from the virus. U.S. Public Broadcasting Service White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor says the president's critics say he's trying to avoid the blame.
The dynamics of this is that the president is accusing the World Health Organization of what many of the president's critics are accusing the president of. Many say that the president was the one who was slow to react, slow to take this seriously. He was downplaying the virus. I should say that the president also said that the World Health Organization was praising China's transparency. But on January 24th, the president also tweeted praising China's transparency. So it's a big deal.
The WHO's Dr. Tedros says that the WHO is reviewing the impact on its work of any withdrawal of US funding and would work with partners to fill any gaps to ensure its work continues uninterrupted. And you can get the latest news on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.